Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, this live edition of Free Talk Live. Well, it is live if you're listening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, or 1900 hours to 2100 hours Eastern Daylight Time. By the way, everybody always wants to say Eastern Standard Time. Conan, by the way, it's Mark with you.
And Conan.
Yeah.
And so they stay Eastern Standard Time.
But people say Eastern Standard Time, but most of the time, all the time zones are in daylight time. So we're in daylight time about 7 months out of the year, which daylight time is simply the time zone next to you, to the east.
Mm-hmm.
So the Eastern Time Zone turns into the Atlantic Standard Time for 7 months out of the year, which means it's sort of irrelevant of calling it the Eastern Time Zone when you're on Atlantic Time more than half of the year. And that's true of Central Time and basically any place that doesn't change its time zone. But places that don't change their time zone, like Saipan and I think Arizona, they have to deal with everybody else changing their time zone anyway. So, for instance, I was doing the show at 10 a.m. in Saipan, and then when y'all decided to change your time zone.
Don't look at me. Well, it wasn't my idea.
Did you change?
Actually, my stove, my VCR, not my VCR, but my microwave and my truck still have they're back an hour.
Yeah.
and I know if I just wait long enough, actually, I don't even know how to fix the one on my truck, but if I just wait long enough, it'll go back to normal.
I've seen your truck. Don't bother.
Well, it's a brand new radio, and I knew how to change the old one, but this new one, I haven't figured it out yet. There's a lot of buttons.
So, are you responsible when you just change because everybody else is changing? I mean, exactly how does this work? I don't know, but I can tell you it's pretty frustrating when you're in a time zone that doesn't change and everybody else is changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whatever.
So basically, you're struggling just like the rest of us, except anything you have to do in Saipan isn't just normal.
Yeah.
But dealing with us numbskulls, we're just throwing you off, man. You've got to get away from us. Stop shaking our hands, man.
Go back to your little island. I haven't shook a hand since I've been here, and I'm not looking to shake any hands. I did kiss my mother when I, what did we do? When I got back from the airport, we all stripped from everything, took off all our clothes, everybody took a shower, and then we did our greeting.
So, all right, and I never asked, how do the Saipanese, what is their form of greeting?
They may do handshakes. I don't know. They just say hi to each other, There's no formalized greeting that I could tell you between, Chamorros.
Mm.
So I did want to ask you, you had brought in some show prep about prepping for the Great Depression. What did, what were the right things to do to prep for the Great Depression? And that may be useful to know here in the future, in the near future.
It was probably something we should have talked about last year.
Yeah.
So you get on board.
Nobody's going to, only a percentage of people are going to listen. And right now is the time in the sun for the preppers. They've got the toilet paper. They've got the prepared meals. They don't need to go out for anything. This is what they've been waiting on, and God bless them. They were right.
Yes. Well, and a lot of conspiracy theorists ended up one day have their day in the sun.
Maybe.
And
the problem with conspiracy theorists is they believe a bunch of kooky stuff. And if you can only be, if you're right on one thing, then how right do you need to be? I don't know. Warren Buffett said that he made most of his money on a very small handful of trades and buys.
Mm-hmm.
So you really only need to be right in certain areas one time. But, when it comes to conspiracy theories, people will write you off if, you're talking about shape-shifting lizards or UFOs or Bigfoot or whatever.
There are a lot of lists out there as far as what to do, how to prep. I know because I've seen some of them because I actually do some of this stuff. But this one actually really focuses on how people got through the Great Depression.
Yeah.
80 years ago. About around that, and
I think it's getting close to 90.
Yeah, I am of the opinion that 2020 it's been in my forecast, in my opinion, for many years now, and I've been kind of getting ready for it.
Okay.
What made
you focus on 2020, the year?
The 80-year cycle.
Okay.
Every four generations.
Uh-huh.
You know the adage, hard times create strong men create good times, good times create weak men.
Yeah.
Weak men do what?
Create hard times.
And that is exactly what has happened. We have a...
There's another saying, which is that good decisions come from experience. Experience comes from bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that basically, you know, it's the same sort of cycle.
And... So, I mean, but whatever, I'm a firm believer in cycles. I'm a firm believer in that history does repeat itself because I think our main problem, we have lots of problems, but our main problem is we don't learn from the past. There are a lot of people out there who didn't learn from yesterday. Anything they did yesterday, they didn't pick up on it. They'll be making the same damn mistake again. And it's really harder when it was your previous generations who made the mistakes.
Now,
so how do you learn from that? Unless we can all plug into the Borg, I'm not saying do that, but I mean, I think that's our biggest problem. We're never going to advance until we figure out how to learn these mistakes, and so we don't have to keep repeating them every damn generation.
Don't you think? I think people can get too obsessed. I love good decisions. But people can get too obsessed with sort of never making the same mistake twice, so they don't take chances that perhaps they need to take in life in order to have a more of an enjoyable life or make money or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, one can be callous and reclusive. It's easy to get to be that pretty quickly by our age. I'm 49. How old are you?
40-something.
Yeah.
I think 41, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. It changes every year.
I can't keep up
with it.
I knew 40, but now that it's odd and even numbers.
In the rear view.
But, I mean, we have kids.
Yeah.
It's very important that, and I think one of my big deals, people are always on me about it, is I let my kid do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go play in the woods, go biking wherever, go hang out with whoever. And a lot of people thought, you're not protective enough. And I'm like, she's never going to learn a damn thing unless she makes mistakes. So I understand. I'm not saying this isn't the, you know, mistakes are the mistake. Having to repeat the same mistakes over and over again, I believe, is the problem. But until we get past that, we've got to experience, dealing with situations on our own and suffering the consequences, whether it's a scraped elbow or whether it's you lose a bunch of money because you got hustled or, you know, whatever. You've got
to feel good.
It doesn't feel good, and that's why you usually learn from it and never do it again.
Yeah, I think that...
Or you might do it again, but you'll do it in a different way.
Right. Well, at the very least, you got to learn something about what happened. Yeah. So, there you go.
Well, I mean, so this list, I think it's 12. 12 good points, basically regarding what was learned during the last Depression. And, like I'm saying, I think that you're going to be using these same tactics this year and next year, because I think the next one is on us. And, it wasn't the coronavirus that did it. It was the coronavirus is just the camel that broke the straw's back. Because this has been in the, this has been in the works many, many years.
People are calling Corona a global pandemic. I don't think it's a global pandemic.
I think it's an epidemic. I don't think it's a pandemic at all.
I think it is the test for the global pandemic.
Well, whatever it is, this has been building.
This ain't the Black Plague, people.
Uh-uh.
You know, I mean, a lot more people died from, these sorts of things. If Corona killed 1-4% of the weakest and oldest of us, it still wouldn't do it.
Right, just a drop in a bucket compared to a real pandemic.
And I'm not saying that if you've lost a loved one that somehow that that's not a significant event for you. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying this, if you think this is the global pandemic, Mother Nature's has got news for you. Human beings have been intending to extend the lifespan of human beings against the wishes of Mother Nature for a long time. She is deadly.
Hey, you gardeners out there, you try keeping a tomato plant alive for more than a couple of years, and the next thing you know, it's just going to start. You're going to get all kinds of problems. Disease, rot.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Conan the Prepper.
And we're reading, as a matter of fact, sort of some good preparation that could have been done for the Great Depression. And I presume we're going to talk about how that could be applied to sort of modern day and try to, you know, guess about how things could be in the future. What did you learn from your grandparents about the Great Depression?
Ooh.
Because I got to say that mostly I got thriftiness.
I know that I had my grandparents, my grandfather's brothers and sisters, our brothers, were in World War II.
Uh huh.
And that's what's happening. You didn't hear anything about it. In fact, if you weren't told that, yeah, he was a bomber,
right,
you would have never known because it was not to be talked about.
Hmm.
And I remember my granddad talking about train hopping. And go to the World's Fair and whatnot, and that was a normal thing. You just go jump on the train and just ride it to, you know, hundreds of miles away from your family, you know, as a young kids, teenagers. And so, but I mean, I think that's the extent of what my granddad talked about, because he was 1911 or something. So Silent Generation, I believe.
Yeah. No, 1911.
Was it a GI unit?
No, that's Greatest Generation or World War II. Well, let me tell you about Divi. Divi's next generation wallet is coming, and it's just a few taps. You'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and government currencies right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though. Divi's already offering the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes. And Free Talk Live is doing this too, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I, diviproject.org.
Do you remember any lessons from your father and or grandfather concerning how to deal with this?
No, grandfathers were all dead. I did meet I knew my great grandmother, my grandma, and two grandmothers. Mm-hmm. And I would say that my grandmother was thrifty, but probably not as thrifty and strict as my great grandmother was. I think the greatest story I have of my great grandmother is that she caught my great uncles, so my grandmother's brothers, with some dice and some cards. She went out in the yard and got a willow branch and beat those boys over those cards. I mean, can you imagine today? I mean, conservatives today are all for gambling. But now, I mean, like, she was conservative, you know? Like,
I remember a lot of those. I heard more of those stories from my granddad than I did from my dad. But and one of them, this is how, so you had great-grandma made some potatoes or some eggs or something, and when they was set out on the table, and one of the brothers took his bite, made, you know, poured them off some on his plate, and I think he said it was either too salty or not salty enough.
Ooh.
And mother, great grandmother, took his plate and scooped the eggs back into the platter.
Uh-huh.
And put his plate on the kitchen table, and it's like that was it. And it's like, never,
nothing for dinner.
Well, yeah, and it was never again did he complain of the quality of the food that was set before him.
How do you transmit that information in a way that is palatable to the person who made it? So,
yeah.
First off, I don't generally make the food in my house. I try to do the dishes. I've been told by my wife that I've never looked sexier than when I'm doing the dishes.
There you go. She's a smart woman. She's pushed your buttons and figured you out.
And so I try to take care of the dishes, and I think that that's something that somebody can do. But, you know, and I do tell her, you know, this is how I feel about this particular meal. And, like, my wife isn't the meal, and the meal isn't my wife. Like, it's not the same thing. She made something, and she tried some things, and something worked, and something didn't. So I can, but I know that some people take it very, very badly if there's any critique of the cooking.
Oh, I love that. That's where I'm at. I'm always critiquing my food and, you know, people I'm with. You know, do you know why? Because there's always a better mousetrap.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, what can we talk about? How can we make this experience better next time? If you don't have that conversation, you can keep making the same swill, the same crap every night.
Right.
And if you're not telling your companion, hey, this is not good, then they're never going to learn.
Well, I wouldn't say I haven't had anything that's not. There's probably been a few meals that haven't been good, but they're all above a five, for instance. But you know, they're not. Some meals are never going to rise to that. You can only do so much with a vegetable medley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number one on this list, lesson one, is job security.
Now, this is the list of things that we preppers, the people.
Yeah, this isn't really something
for the Great Depression.
I'm not going to read this one. I'm just going to break it down.
Yeah.
But it's basically job security is a dangerous myth. What you need to, as a person who's going to be prepared for whatever, you have to consider that your job isn't going to exist tomorrow. You might be an essential soldier out there. You might be a bus driver or the trash mm-hmm. guy or a farmer, or a dairy farmer. But, I mean, you might not be able to sell your product the next day. I mean, dairy farmers are very essential, and they're having a very hard time right now.
Mm-hmm.
Trash delivery guys, especially the ones who work for the cities and whatnot, but the private industry. You got people who can't afford to have their trash picked up any longer. So you got these guys who are out of work. So, I mean, if you think about it, if you ask someone a month ago, if a trash delivery guy, you know, the guy who's actually cleaning up all your crap, is that going to be a job that's going to survive or not? Yeah, I think it is. Maybe not.
Right. Well, you don't know. I think you should be prepared for that anyway. You should have an amount saved up, probably 2 months worth of income saved up in liquid form so that you can be prepared. And I know that the numbers recently were 60% of Americans can't put their hands on $1,000. Well, no wonder they're crazy about getting $1,200 from the government. Where do I get my money? I need my money. Where do I get my money?
Exactly.
Somebody said they were going to get free money, and now they got it.
But it's not just putting money away. That's what a lot of preppers who think about this do. They are putting food away. They're putting bullets away. They're putting money away. They're investing in cryptocurrency, all the nine. But can they adapt? Can they change their ways and switch everything they're doing, their full-time job or whatever, and can they do something else tomorrow? And that's another problem that people have. They're not able to adapt. They're stuck in their ways. They've been working at the same job for 20, 30 years, and that's all they know.
And people have been sort of lulled into this idea that workers have rights and all this stuff. And in reality, what a job is an agreement between two people. If you come out to my house and you do some yard work or, you know, fix some plumbing or whatever you do, I have given you a job and it is short term. But when people go to work at some company, they're like, I've got rights. You can't fire me for that. I've got rights. You know, whoa, that may be true legally, but morally, you don't have any rights.
I don't even know that it's true legally unless you promise them something in a contract.
Well,
like I will hire you for 6 months, and after that, it's, you know.
All the rights, all that means is that your employer has to lie about why they're firing you, right?
Those kind of rights. Like, I can't fire you because I disagree with you or because of the color of your skin or whatever.
Whatever that is, now I have to come up with some other reason to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have rights. Employment's an agreement.
It's true.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Agree? Disagree? Love to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is touting the Paycheck Protection Program. During a White House briefing, the president says the program's been so successful, he's asking Congress for more money.
Paycheck Protection Program has been incredible. So based on the incredible success of the program, I'm announcing that I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the Paycheck Protection, which will help keep Americans employed to facilitate a quick and full recovery. We're doing very well.
The number of people who died from COVID-19 is continuing to grow. It passed 12,000 this afternoon, only a few hours after crossing the 11,000 threshold. Johns Hopkins University researchers say nearly 380,000 people are infected with the virus in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. We're talking about prepping tips for the Great Depression, prepping tips learned from the Great Depression.
Basically, what had been noticed, what had been the info that had been collected from the people who survived it. And that might be good to know coming up this year. Starting
History can be very instructive.
Starting a month ago, by the way.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses, then install it in real life and businesses, and tell them what you did at AnyPayInc.com. Then you get a little percentage of every purchase made through AnyPay.Inc. It's easy, and it's a great idea, and it's a way to create just another stream of income. And right now, multiple streams of income are great things to have. As a matter of fact, that's what they're talking about right now in the Discord room, the chat, the on-air chat, the Discord room. Is all you have to do is go to discord.freetalklive.com. That's discord.freetalklive.com. And you can chat with, I don't know, it looks like they're kind of grumpy about
something. They're yelling at each other. more than usual, it seems.
Yeah, some days are better than others. And, yeah, there used to be, there have been whole bunches of people sign up over the years for the Discord room. I think that there's several dozen people who are active right now. So let's go on with this list of things that we learned.
So lesson one was job security. It's a thing, and it could be gone tomorrow. You just got to keep that in the back burner. Here's what I do. I think that probably the longest job I've ever worked was probably like 5 years. Usually I ran about 3 to 4 years, and I've got bunches of part-time jobs.
Okay.
This is just how I roll. I'd like being in different situations, working for different people. A lot of my jobs are it's just me, but I don't mind, you know, working for a good employer.
You do the multiple streams of income thing pretty well, plus the fact that you also are pretty self-sufficient. You raise chickens and rabbits,
chickens,
right?
And rabbits and garden and the whole nine.
Yeah.
And I mean, I keep me pretty busy. I do all this because I like it. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm accomplishing things. But I do like to, you know, different situations to keep it flavorful. But the good news is that any one of my jobs, I have three main jobs right now. If I lost any of those, I would be able to pick up anything else because I basically, in my 41 years, I've basically done it all. I've worked for the man. I've worked for the government. I've worked for myself. I've been unemployed and for, you know, stints. I've done hard jobs. I've been the kind of jobs that who's the micro guy? He would say, he would call it a dirty job. I've done those. So my suggestion to anybody about, you know, retaining job security is to branch out and try new things because your job you think is essential might not be essential tomorrow. And if you don't know how to do anything else, well, I'm sorry, man. Lesson two.
Okay.
Self-defense. It matters in tough times.
Self-defense probably matters a little more in tough times than otherwise.
Well, I mean, I think probably the job security is the biggest one because you need the money, you need the income to buy all the guns and the ammo that you're going to need to defend your garden if you decide you're going to grow one of those. As times get tougher, people get more desperate. People who could not afford to feed themselves or their families forced to more extreme means of providing risks or starvation. Organized crime took off like a rocket ship during the 20s and 30s and 40s. The mobs in New York and California became some of the wealthiest organizations in the country because of their control of the liquor smuggling operations.
Oh, that's that is about black market stuff, but go ahead.
Yeah. Desperate times call for desperate measures surviving the Great Depression. A father or mother with starving children will abandon their morals and steal from others. You should assume your resources will come under attack, especially if you have stockpiled food, vital supplies, and resources others want.
Now,
and by the way, that is, right now, that is my biggest concern. I see a time where I'm not going to be able to leave the house because people know who I am. They see me out every day in the yard.
Oh, because you're
in the garden or with the chickens or the rabbits. And it's, I think my neighborhood is about 500 plus. And I have seen more people in the last 2.5-3 weeks, neighbors that I have never seen before, just out walking around.
Yeah.
I've had good conversations with them. First time, my neighbor, whatever. But for the sake of just this argument, for the sake of me, you know, preparing for all this, I've driven around and looked. No one's growing anything.
Mm.
No one has chickens in my neighborhood. I'm the guy. I have a big old bullseye on my face, and people have joked in chat. Go ahead, chat room, that I'm going to be the first one against the wall. Not because of my ideals, because of the government's coming after me, because my damn neighbors are going to be hungry, and they know who I am. And I've joked, of course, that Arya didn't believe it for a while, but my chickens eat everything I put before them.
Is that a question?
No, that is, I'm like going to feed any looters
I see,
to my chickens, but I can only do that for so long.
They say never trust a man with pigs.
that is the best option. I would say the next best option is chickens, but you got to do a lot of prep work.
I've been watching this Tiger King, and I've changed my mind. I think the tigers are probably better than pigs.
Well, I hope it doesn't get as, I hope it doesn't go Mad Max. And I hope more people get on board and they start, hey, dude, We really like what you've done. Could you help us, maybe?
Well, I don't know if it'll go Mad Max either, and what I would say is, though, that you might seem something more like what we see now, and if what we see now is just a test run, and that's what I think it is, I don't mean test run in the sense that they did this to us,
yeah.
I mean a test run in the sense that this isn't nearly as serious as a global pandemic could be. COVID-19 ain't Ebola. COVID-19 is not particularly deadly, but it is particularly virulent, right? Like, you can spread it. So if you get that virus or that bug or whatever that thing is that is both virulent and deadly, that's the one. And so this is your test run, people. Are you going to be ready for it if it happens again?
Is this going to be the wake-up call that's going to...
Because it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when.
Yeah. I really, really hope, looking at, if you go to, we have a couple of, we have an Agway and we have a Tractor, Walpole's got a lot of these stores who sell
seeds
and chickens, sure, and equipment.
Every store has seeds. Every place, every community has seeds.
Agway got a big shipment of broilers a couple of weeks back, and some of them were mine. I came in the next day and
broilers, types of chickens?
It's the meat chicken.
Yeah.
I think they got like 250 or something broilers. All sold. The seed packs, some of the spots are barren because people are going in there and they're just buying it. That makes me feel good. Some people are actually have woken, and they are considering the possibility of what this is. This might not be it. We might get another year to prep. But
growing food's a great thing, but you can also just get freeze-dried foods or a variety of grains and things like that that'll get you through some tough times, too.
As long as the recovery comes quick enough. If it's 6 months down the road, then you might have enough food to do it, but if it doesn't happen, or you've got to survive like a winter or something, especially up here in the north, a lot of people, that's what's going to kill them. It's not going to be the starvation. It's going to be the damn cold and no electricity.
Well, you can survive that. It's the not have food not growing. Like spring, there's no food in the spring.
Yeah,
right?
and you ate all your seeds. Yeah. You ate all your you didn't collect any seeds
You can't eat the 22 rounds.
Or all you had was hybrid varieties, and so whatever you grow next year is gonna grow just fine, but it's not gonna produce a damn thing.
Right.
So I've spent so much time. I've been growing for 7 years, but this year I've really gone to task as far as educating myself on how to prepare enough or to grow enough or produce enough and to survive, to get me back going in the springtime. It's a lot of work. Some people think you could just throw some damn seeds out there like Walking Dead and you got tomatoes the next day. That's not how it works. It's hard.
Well, sometimes it is with tomatoes.
If you're in Florida, yes.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and you can talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Conan.
The people that make it possible for us to hold this forum for free speech are the amplifiers. And you can, like What's the Frequency Kenneth, who is a silver amplifier, you can support Free Talk Live and help us bring freedom of speech to more radio stations. We're already on 200 of them across the United States, and we'd love to be on more. And you can help. All you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com and do as What's the Frequency Kenneth has done.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your courage.
amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Discord line. Note how clear this is.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. I'm waiting.
Nathan from Texas Sounds. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Conan.
What's on your mind?
Well, I actually had a bunch of figures prepared about the COVID-19 thing, but
excellent.
It sounds like I won't have to make the case that it's not as serious as people are making out.
I think a lot of people are very, very scared. And one thing, well, give me some of your stats here. I'd like to hear some of them.
Well, the first one I had was yearly flu death. I'm sure that number's come up a lot. It's like thousands that in the U.S.
How much?
And then
50,000?
I think
it's about, right. about 60,000 a year.
Worldwide. Right. Worldwide, it's a lot more, but I'm talking about the U.S.
Yep.
And the other one I had is 2008 swine flu.
How many died in the swine flu epidemic?
About 12,000.
Okay.
And, nobody was calling for Barack Obama to be impeached or whatever because he waited until November to declare a state of emergency for a swine flu that started in April. I'm pretty sure that didn't happen.
Right. I think that part of the whole just sort of lockdown mentality that came out of this was the fact that this started in China, and that's an authoritarian government who solved its problems through lockdowns. I don't think that what has been done, this quarantining, self-quarantining, stay-at-home thing, is necessarily the greatest idea. I think that basically businesses and people should be responsible, should be informed about exactly how dangerous and not dangerous this particular bug is, and they should be able to make their own choices. You know, the idea of shutting down, arresting people for going to the beach is ridiculous.
Right.
But another interesting stat, if we counted flu deaths like we count corona deaths, then everybody who catches the flu has to die 1.3 times in order to look at the numbers. Because right now we're saying, it's confirmed tested cases of corona, and we don't test that many cases of the flu going around. And then there's these deaths. Now, we don't know exactly if every corona death is a corona death or if it has something else to do with it. I mean, you know, it seems like, every guy that, has a coconut fall on his head, CNN's reporting it as a corona death.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Since this epidemic, the pneumonia deaths have plummeted.
Right, well.
So good news, actually.
Is it possible?
Unless.
This is a question. I don't know. Is it possible to have viral pneumonia, the flu, and corona at the same time? And if you have all three,
trifecta,
which one kills you?
Exactly. And, or which one do they put on their chart that killed you?
Right. I don't know.
But you're not getting any of that stimulus. You're not getting any of that bailout money or the help money unless it was corona.
Yeah, probably
the rona.
Right. When they come out with the flu numbers for this year, it'll be interesting to compare that, see if like the flu numbers are strangely a lot smaller than they were the year before.
Yep.
And the other thing, too, is interesting, the daily increase, I guess, as a percentage, has slightly gone down, like, the last 2 days or so.
Well, there's a bit of flattening in New York, supposedly.
It's been flat in New York. That doesn't surprise me, because if you look at the graph for Singapore, South Korea, and I think Italy, it had about a month-long course. And Italy is already winding down. We're, like, 2 weeks behind them. So, therefore, we should be in the peak about. And so, from that, I don't know how that celebrity thing is going to go, where that like Jimmy Kimmel and all them are going to like get together next like 2 weeks from now or something, some kind of like special or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, so the interesting thing is if it is going to start decreasing from now, how is that going to affect the narrative? Are they still going to be pushing this panic and this doomsday narrative?
They're already pushing it. They're talking. Fauci is talking about this thing is never going to go away. We're going to be dealing with the same situation every single year at this time, and Gates is on the same wagon. They're talking about making sure this never happens again. You've got to get chipped.
Well, people weren't catching the flu, and I'm sorry to all the liberals out there that get triggered every time I say the flu. I know that Trump used the term flu, but that doesn't mean that everybody out here that uses the term flu means they agree with Trump on every issue. But you know, the flu wasn't getting transmitted by people going out to restaurants or being in movie theaters with other people. And it's likely that none of these activities particularly make a difference. Now, yeah, activities like going to school where you put all these dirty primates.
Dirty kids.
In the same
naughty
place.
Kids.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, just me spitballing here. Maybe online learning needs its own.
Hey, if anything good comes from this, maybe that the public indoctrination camps will get shut down.
Well, this is where viruses have up heretofore been transmitted.
Yeah.
And even the nurseries and things like that. I mean, maybe the new way to do things will be have one parent stay at home, take care of the kids, make sure they're doing their schoolwork online, and then we go out. Going out's a big deal, like it used to be when
if they can afford it. Yeah. The reason is two family breadwinners is because nothing is affordable anymore.
Bring in a second husband or second wife.
Oh, no. You're going that route.
The moon, she's a harsh mistress.
Yes.
But what am I going to do about my polyamorous thing because of the virus? I don't know. I think it was in New York.
That might be. Well, for all the polys out there, this would be your argument. we've got to have someone at the house. Sorry, we've got three breadwinners here. Okay, Molly, you stay with the kids, and maybe they change it up every now and then.
Certainly.
So here's my prediction. Here's my prediction is that because Orange Man is bad and the media thinks that, there's a connection between Orange Man and the virus, this is going to continue all the way till November. Like, we're going to hear.
Oh, most definitely. If it doesn't turn into something else.
Yeah. Right. I'd say that this is Trump's weak point.
Save enough people.
But he's, I think, really turned this around to the point the media is like, we're going to stop putting this guy on the television. The president's having a conference every day. He's campaigning.
Yeah, especially when he is, every time he gets up there, he's suggesting hydrochlorine, chlorine, or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know whether that's going to work or not. But.
Well, it might be working.
Maybe. I don't know. But whatever. Look, I'm no fan.
They'll say that, Trump tweeted about it. No, the funniest thing is there was a doctor who tweeted that the numbers were comparable to the flu, and then Trump said something similar, and then he immediately tweeted, "This is outrageous. How could you say this?"
Yeah, everyone was toeing that line. Fox and all the left-leaning sites, all the right-leaning sites were talking about this is not as dangerous as the flu
right.
in the first month, February. And then everyone changed their message after that, and they're a bunch of hypocrites.
I mean, these Joe Biden daily things that are coming out is like getting it's like having a webcam at the geriatric center. I mean, you know, like Americans don't have a choice come November. To my mind, I'm going to be voting libertarian, likely, because that's what I do. But, you know, good luck, America. You know, I don't see the media can just fuss about Trump all they want. They don't have the Democrats haven't put up somebody worth voting for.
Hydrochloroquine. All right, you know what? Whatever Trump keeps saying works. Yeah, but I think it doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily safe for the human body, but it does, it might work.
Nathan, thanks for the call. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Does everything have to be a political football? And I know that's what the Republicans are saying right now. That's their line. I get that I probably deservedly so, I'm called a conservative now and then. I don't think of myself that way. I think of the conservatives as stodgy and silly on a lot of issues and, you know, whatever the case may be. But I get where people are coming from if they decide to say, you know, Mark's the conservative of the bunch.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I like to be fair. And I'm happy to go after Trump on issues that I disagree with him on, but you know, what exactly was this guy supposed to do?
Right.
Now, I do hear that he shut down some kind of, pandemic squad that Obama had set up previously, and maybe that would have been useful. I don't have any idea. I've also said this, and I don't mind being quoted on this, is if we're going to have governments or the state or whatever terminology you want to use, then probably their primary thing to be doing is attempting to stop global pandemics. But let's not forget, folks, they're terrible at it.
They're terrible at everything that they do.
They take the power that they have for these things, and then they squander it. And they're bad at what they do. It's like the roads. Oh, we've got to have the government because of the roads. Well, the roads stink, too.
As far as
you talk live.
And cats and a little Lhasa Apso, a Maltese, she's like 22, a yellow lab Floyd, a black lab Murphy. Murphy's coat, it's very, very shiny, like it sparkles in the sun. And I'm also a part-time dog trainer, so I will always endorse Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Why wait until your dog is shedding like a monster? Save your dog from the agony, the misery of being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it. My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.